It's the Blackout. What's up, everybody? On today's episode of the Hashtag Blackout podcast that has been plagued with computer updates for the last 45 minutes, we're going to have a question of the day that talks about saving something forever. Jay may have a few questions that we need to answer. We have a couple of voicemails, and then I have a list of things that I need to talk to Jay about, something specifically to maybe shift the balance of the podcast. All this, sunken things and more on today's wacky episode in the midweek of the Hashtag Blackout podcast. There you go. What's up, everybody? Welcome back again to episode 255 of the Hashtag Blackout podcast. I am Jalapeno J, aka Jared, joining from two different screens.
Yes.
At the same time?
Yes, yes. And I am a very tired, sleepy J, joining just from one because my internet seems to be working okay right now.
Thankfully, yours is working.
Maybe. Never know.
You never know. And we're back in at it again, man. Hey, Jay, how's it going, man? I know it's been about 2.5 weeks since we had a chance to record. How's everything hanging? How was Father's Day? How was Juneteenth? All that stuff.
Man, past couple weeks have been, it's been whatever. I mean, as you know, we lost a cousin, older cousin. And then like a week after that, I lost my uncle, my mom's only brother. So and that was a very, so I took my kids, you know, family and everything down to visit my pops for Father's Day, because I know he's getting older. I know he's feeling a certain kind of way, you know, his nephews and stuff are passing and everybody around him is kind of like, you know, hey, that time is kind of winding down. So went to visit him and left the kids there. So he has his grandsons there to kick it with him for a little bit, then heading back up there again, or back down there again, for a funeral. So it's just been a interesting couple weeks, man. It is what it is, man. Life is you know, things, tomorrow's not guaranteed, so you know, gotta live it the best we can every day. So
You're right, yeah, man. And my condolences definitely for your uncle that passed. And then, you know, we have a mutual cousin that passed as well. Who was, I don't know, I can't remember how old he was. I don't know if you know. But he wasn't too much older than us.
Like, I know.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, 15 some odd years or something like that older than us. And so, man, it's sad because he was one of those cousins whose house that we would, I mean, that was sort of like a central meeting point, like for us, whenever your parents, you and your family came to visit when you were a little kid. Yeah. And that's where they had all the cookouts and stuff at his house. You know, and I remember he always had these model cars, you know, that he would customize and do sort of outside of the norm from the regular model kit that you had. And he, you know, he more recently was customizing, you know, bikes and stuff like that, lowrider bikes. So it's sad, you know, it's very sad.
Definitely.
But I'm gonna tell you what, man, I don't know, man, it just makes me so sad because I think it's, you know, it's hard to be able to go and see people all the time when you live, you know, so far away, wherever you are.
Right.
So, you know, it's unfortunate I hadn't had a chance to actually see him in person in quite some time. Right. So, but hey, you know, it is the unfortunate part that we have to deal with, you know, unfortunately. But so that is that. And my last few weeks have been interesting because, cousin passed away, you know, been busy with regular work, you know, been busy with the seasoning game with Hook's Rub, with a lot of Like I basically was out of stock for a few things for a while, so I couldn't fulfill orders for at least my stores, you know, for several weeks, and then finally got all of that stock back. And basically shipped it out within a couple of days of getting it back,
right.
Which is a good problem to have. You know, there's nothing wrong about that. But yeah, man, it's just busy with that, and having to now restock with that basically within, you know, a couple of weeks of that, all that stuff shipping out again. And yeah, man, so just busy time. And then we had a family vacation that was planned by my mother-in-law. And we went to Mexico for a few days, so that was good to be away.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, and I think the you know, work had sort of gotten to grind on me a little bit, just like my regular 9-to-5. And I don't work in a hard job at all, man. It's a super easy job. You know, great coworkers, great bosses, great company overall. So there's nothing there, but I think it's just the grind of working, you know, week in and week out, and the only breaks have been just holidays and not really taking any real PTO for a while. So it was great to actually, you know, get away, touch some water, you know what I'm trying to say, and and touch some sand and just get away for a bit. So that was nice. Had some amazing food. When I go on vacation, wherever I go, even when I go home, wherever it is, I love to find good food. And good experiences, you know, and we had several of those things. I caught an oyster.
Just one?
Like out of the ocean. Say what?
Just one?
Yeah. I mean, I was walking on the beach and it washed up. It washed up. So I caught it. But
was there a pearl inside?
No, it wasn't. It was open though, like it was cracked open. I could see the little gooey oyster inside, and I sat there and stared at it for a while. Then I threw it. Then I had my daughter put it back in the water.
That's funny.
And she went. She was so nice. She went and put it like behind a rock where it's not going to wash away.
Right.
But I was like, girl, you should have just chunked it out there. It's whatever. But yeah, it was cool. It was a good time though. And yeah, and then next week I'm going down to Southern Utah to do another barbecue class. And then in July, I plan on visiting my brother in California for a couple of days. And then also we're trying to come back to Texas, late July, early August, for a little bit. And yeah, like have my kids go down there and stay with my mom, you know, and sister for a little bit in Houston. And then, you know, we are trying to figure out if, when we make it down there, if we could do, you know, Houston and then come up to DFW for a day or two, and, you know, do a trip like that. So we're trying to sort that out. Yeah. Cause I want to come back home, man. It's been a long time. It's been what, 2 summers since we've been down there. So yeah. Wow. So, love to go back. But, so this is a question that I have for the day.
Oh, shucks.
Because there's certain things that I really love, and, you know, food is one of those things. My family is one of those things. Things like that. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know if there's, I don't know how many of those things I want to just sort of keep like forever, you know? So the question of the day is there anything you love so much that you would encase it in resin to keep it frozen forever in that state? And I'll give you a little insight into this. And let me see if I could actually share this. While you think about that. While you think about that, I will see if I can pull up our Instagram. Because I found something. Which is wild. I found something yesterday where it said a family, you know, I think what did it say, like their family loved their grandma so much that when she passed away, they basically encased her in resin in the form of a coffee table so they could keep her there forever, which I think is absolutely insane.
Very
eerie. Yeah. So as this loads up, I'm going to try to share it into our stream here. And then the people who are watching on YouTube can take a gander. So let me close this. All right, so here we go. Dadgummit. Okay, yeah, I'll continue as myself. Great. And my computer is giving me fits today, y'all. So, you know, sorry that I'm sort of like a Jared Inception. I'm in like two different windows, yeah. But hopefully right. this will work at some point in time. Dang, got 100 notifications on something. All right, here we go. This family encased their deceased grandmother in resin and used her as a coffee table. This is crazy.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of replies on it thus far. Okay. I have so many questions, like, where's the rest for? Yeah, it's crazy. So, is there anything?
Nah.
I know this is very, very, very out of left field with this, but is there anything that you love so much that you would encase it in resin to keep it forever?
I don't think there's anything I'd love that much to encase in resin. Like, I mean, of course you love your family, but I don't know if I want to encase them in resin just to have them sitting as a little piece in the center of my living room, you know, or kitchen or whatever. Man, that's a bit morbid, you know. That's kind of
very
crazy.
Very morbid. Yeah, this is very morbid, man. I saw that and I was like, this can't be. I mean, it's real, but it's just wild. And the looks on those people's faces, you know, I'm just like, how do you even, I don't even understand, you know, I'm trying to say, I don't understand
mm-hmm.
how you would, you know, come to do that. And yeah, by the way, go ahead and follow us, hashtag Blackout Pod, right here, you know, on Instagram, also on TikTok, and you can go back and listen to all of the fun episodes, check out some of the great, you know, posts that we have and all the outstanding background covers for a lot of these episodes that Jay has created. As far as me, is there anything I would encase in resin forever? Man, this is the thing though. Like, if you encase it in resin, you can't use it anymore. You know what I'm trying to say? It is literally stuck in that state. You know, it's frozen.
Unless you
in that
break
state,
it out.
So you can't like take it out. Yeah. Unless you break it out, but you'd be basically destroying
exactly.
it for most of the stuff, right?
Exactly.
Like the only things that right. I think are sort of cool. I had a buddy who was very, let's see here. He had a girlfriend who was super weird to me, but she was very into bats, right?
Interesting.
So
like
he went
the rodent bat, the flying bat.
Yeah. 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 Like, oh. like, yeah, flying, not baseball bat. not Batman. So okay. he, you know, and he would go like hang out with her. He was like, man, yeah, at her house, she has like rats of the air. She would have bats in, you know, like those little like window box frames, or encased in resin, or like she had photos and like all these other things, mm-hmm. you know, like showing anatomy and stuff, posters. And so, like, he would get her a present, you know, sometimes, and it would be some kind of bat thing. And it was always, like, super weird. I was like, dude, that girl is weird. And he's like, oh, I love it. I love her. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, you do you. So, you know, I know there's people who will do stuff like that. Like, they'll find a bug and they'll do that, or, like,
yeah.
a butterfly.
Yeah.
There's things like that I've seen people do, but they do them as, like paperweights. You know what I'm trying to
right,
say? Like,
right,
little
right,
small...
Right.
things that they can put on the
desk and stuff.
Like yeah. on the desk. Nothing like right. this, like we see right here with this grandma situation. As far as me, I don't think I would do it just because I can no longer access and use it if it's something that can be used for something like I don't know, like a baseball hat. You know what I'm trying to say? Like
right.
why would I put that in there if I ever want to wear it again, you know? I don't know. I just think that's really weird. You know, that's a weird thing to do. So, yeah, for all the people out in listener land, if you do have anything yourself that you would want to, you know, put in resin forever, Jay, what's the phone number?
385-3-BLAKPC. or 385-325-2572. You could give us a little ring-a-ling. Let us know what you're trying to seal in resin because you love it so much. You know, I could imagine this would be kind of like the making of a horror movie. Who's that? It was called the Wax. Ah, oh, shucks. What was the name of that movie? Wax Museum or the Wax crap? Where this guy was like a serial killer and he encased all the people that he killed in wax, so it looks like, you know, he went to was that place Ripley's Believe It or Not? You know.
Yeah.
And you can see like the wax Michael Jackson or Beyonce or something like that.
Yeah, man. That'd be wild. That'd be a wild show. I don't think I would want to see that.
To see the rest.
You know, that sounds like an episode that may even exist already, like on like Tales from the Dark Side or Twilight Zone or
that's possible.
What was that other one? What was that other one that came out like in the '90s? This is a similar show.
Tales from the Dark Side. There was Creepshow way back in the day.
Not Creepshow.
Yeah.
It came out like when we were kids and teens. I don't
Goosebumps.
Remember. Goosebumps. No, that sounds like a Goosebumps book. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Goosebumps book that was turned into a hardcore PG-13 movie.
Mm.
That's what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah, I know we have a couple of voicemails, I believe. And since I can't access the voicemails on my phone, would you be able to pull them up?
Let's see if I could do that. Give me one second here. Voicemails. Because we got some voicemails. Let's see.
Gotta have somebody for the flavor of cable.
This my voicemail. Missed call. I got a voicemail. Let's play the message. Alright, when was our last show?
It was the 4th.
This 4th. Alright, so then we have to backtrack. One second. The 14th, the 5th. Okay, so then the 5th is our... Here we go. Our favorite person. Crank this volume up. And 3, 2, 1.
Y'all, this message is diva. Man, I'm just getting back in the city. Well, I've been here since about 4 p.m. on my bike. I went to Chattanooga. And it was beautiful. Oh, my God, the mountains, the lakes and stuff. And I met some other people. But anyway... So Tina Turner has passed. I'm gonna miss her. And then DC Young Fly, wife or whatever, died having plastic surgery. So ladies, I'm fine with myself. I just, y'all, when is enough enough? You know. Maybe, I'm looking at, maybe she has underlying issues with her body. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it's sad she leaves 3 kids. But anyway, I was just up thinking, you know, I didn't wake up. And now I can't go to sleep, so I figure I called her rash out. But congratulations, bro. I saw you stolen stuff. You're doing big things and stuff. I'm coming up there to buy me some stuff, hooks, rubs, and spices. When you put it on, everything is just nice. Don't leave home without it. All right, I guess I'll go look into my carport and check on my bike since they done stole the car and destroyed it. Yeah, I'm hurt. I just bought bumper stickers. I'm just disgusted. I'm hurt. That car was paid off and everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was just material. I guess I'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Tina Turner gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was sad. And of course, DC Young Fly's wife. That was like, I mean, I wasn't really thinking about it, but it was like it came out of nowhere, like a botched surgery. So yeah, be happy with yourselves, people.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the next one. Uh-oh, here we go.
Y'all gotta be out y'all cotton picking lines if y'all think I want Uncle Herm. Man, the man got habit titties. Habit titties. Like, you know, like a goat, like a cat. Y'all wrong. Just wrong. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. I just want to let you know, no. Denied. No. No, no. Denied. Denied. And can you tell me why when I went to Dollar General and I gave the lady a 20 and she said, ma'am, did you read the sign? We don't take any bills over we don't take any bills over $5 due to people passing counterfeit bills. I said, y'all got to be kidding me. Yeah, yeah, I had to use my car. Yeah. Uncle, let's go back to Uncle Perm and his habits. No, sir. I'll talk to y'all later. Because if you were a thief, what you gonna need with 21 cars that you stole off the auction thing? You done stole 21 cars. So what happened to stealing what you need? I'm confused. Bye.
That's a good question.
Man, oh man.
Why would you need 21 cars?
Why would you? I'm not sure, man. That's hilarious.
Hey, man, but Uncle Perm, man. Uncle Perm is that dude. I mean, he said you wanted a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
He's the 21 sugar cars, daddy.
You got at least a car for you up in there somewhere.
Yeah, for real, right?
That is.
All right, next one.
Was that it? Is that the last one? Oh, yeah,
we got three more left. Congratulations on getting a new whip and getting out of that neighborhood. Cause,
yeah, hopefully you can move soon.
Yeah, yeah, for real. All right, next one.
I didn't catch the beginning of that, but I saw you laughing, so she must have had a good song.
Yeah, it's just the way Google translates this. It said something about having panties on her stomach, and I'm like, what? All right, next one.
Man. Holding back the years.
Shout out to Memphis Diva. Make sure y'all follow her. Man,
yeah, for sure.
Appreciate the Father's Day wishes.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for the Father's Day wishes. And yeah, happy belated Juneteenth to you, Kayla. Yeah, and I mean, at this point, you're less than 2 weeks from moving. So, you know, be easy with them neighbors over there. You know what I'm trying to say? Just let them be. They'll be fine. Because you ain't got to live next to them no more. So, yeah. That's wild. Yeah, she's crazy. But, you know, I appreciate all those messages as well as the happy Father's Day wishes. Mm-hmm. Did you do anything for Father's Day? Other than hang out with your family? That's it.
No, that's it, man.
Yeah, that's good. You probably got some good food though.
You know what? Yeah, my mom went to like some relatives' house and And they always cooking up a lot. And when I say a lot, yeah. I mean a lot. So a lot, you get those big old styrofoam plate lunch containers, mm-hmm. and they're just all packed to the brim.
That's a take home. That's
good. Man, that's so good. That's one of the things I miss about living in Louisiana. The food.
Yeah. All that food, yeah. I mean, hey, you know what? You're in Texas. You have good food there. I mean, just come to Utah and you will know. You will know the stark desert, food desert that exists in this world. If you come here for, a few days, you'll be like, "Where is the food?" So yeah, at least you got Texas. So
yeah.
But okay, I'm trying to think. So do you have any questions this week? Random questions.
Shucks. Where's my little list of things? Dang. Where's my list? I mean, I was like writing a list while I was working, and now I can't find the list when I need it. You know, I got one question, and it like popped. This is the last one that popped in my head today. Mm-hmm. So I'm watching like the new seasons of like The Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, and I don't know, this other new Walking Dead spinoff, and I'm like, I'm looking around, and I'm like, this is like a zombie apocalypse, like, I don't know, 15 years after it starts, and I'm like, why is there still fat people in these shows? I mean, I realize it's cinema, it's a movie, but...
They should have been eaten a long time
They either should have been eaten a long time ago, or they should have lost all that weight. One of the two.
That is factual.
You know, I realize it's cinema. It's movies. It's TV. It's just one thing that dawned on me. So, yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, you know, I mean, I would only say this. They are definitely most likely either the people who are very well prepared for these situations, because they know how to hide or how to fight or how to, do something in order to continue to survive like that. Since they have that knowledge, they probably are the ones who get the best food because they're like, hey, I saved us. You know what I'm trying to say? So, you know what? They are the ones that get the zombie pork chop instead of like the, the castaway.
That's funny.
You know what I'm trying to say. But yeah, man. And I don't know. I like you said, if they've been 15 years into this, they should have either been eaten or lost weight at this point. But hey, who knows?
Something.
That's TV. But yeah, that's cool. Yeah. So if y'all have any questions for Jay, while he's still looking for his list, please submit it in the voicemail or shoot us a message on one of our social medias. Now, I had this thing. So, you know what? I'm going to say this. So, I created an account on a social media platform called Fanbase,
mm-hmm.
which they're basically trying to do something like the Instagrams and the TikToks of the world.
Right.
And it's black owned. It's owned by Isaac Hayes Jr. or Isaac Hayes III, Isaac Hayes' son.
Right.
And there's a lot of people on there, a lot of users on there. And it's slowly been getting better and better, over the past couple of months since I started on there. But every day, it's just like going on Instagram Live and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
People will sort of do live chats, like fireside campfire chats or something like that. Where you can go in and it's not like live video, it's just sort of live audio and you're talking, in a group. So there was one chat that I joined and it was basically like a marketing and business and growth and improvement type of chat.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to it, and one of the guys who popped on there, I can't remember his name right now, but as soon as he said this, I thought about our podcast, and I was like, I have to write this down so we can work on this, because I think it would be good, especially, right now we're several years in, and, maybe we're in need of a refresh. So he said, when you're, and he was doing it from the standpoint of, you know, what would you want to do with your business, or what would you want to do with your social media, you know, or what would you want to do with your own marketing for your business, whatever it is. And so the question he posed to everyone, he's like, think about this and then try to action off of that. He said, what are your passion points in life? He said, whatever that is, create something around that passion point and make that your focus. So I thought about that and I was like, you know what? You know, we have shows that are all over the place sometimes, and we have some shows that are focused on something sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you know, I know we've tried to, in the past, we've added little segments here and there and things like that. And some things have done well for a while, some things fizzled out after a couple of times. You know, my favorite of which was Tap Your Love Box, but I know we got away from that a long time ago. But that is really not a, that's really not a, not a main theme and idea. So when I looked at that, I said, well, let's create a podcast around our passion points that we like, and make that the focus of the show. So I know when I was out of town, I sent you a message. I don't even know if you had time to write anything
yeah,
down.
Yeah, I did.
But it's probably with your questions, huh?
It's probably with my questions, man.
But, I mean, hey, if you... So this is what I'll do. So I just told Jay, I was like, hey, you know, write down, you know, 5 or 10 things that you're passionate about, and then whittle that down even more to the things that you, like, would like to want to be a focus to a point, right?
Yeah.
So I'll give you my things.
Okay,
and
yeah,
they're
yeah.
No particular
yeah.
order.
I only have, like,
they're
a
no
handful.
Particular order.
So go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And they're no particular order, and if there's something that crosses over, you know, that's cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
But as you know me, and stuff I like to talk about, food and barbecue, those are a couple of things there.
Right.
Personal origin stories, and also mm-hmm. business or organization origin stories. Like, how did those come to be?
Yeah.
How did you get where you are?
Yeah.
And how did you create that? Music, movies, comedy, and video games. Those are some of the things. I mean, and I love sports, too. That's like 9 different things that I sort of wrote down.
Right.
Can you think of any of yours?
So, like you said, origin stories. I like to hear it. Every time I hear, you know, somebody do an interview, I always like to hear where they came from. It's cool to hear where they're at and where they want to go, but knowing where they came from is like it's always a lot more interesting to me. Kind of like the superhero origin story. Speaking of, you know, superheroes, comics, and, you know, that type of thing, art is another thing I'm, like, passionate about, whether it's on the visual side, traditional, you know, like painting, you know, any type of the, you know, traditional visual art mediums, I guess. Mm-hmm. That could be a wide variety of things, including cinema. What else? And I guess it could offshoot that to include visual effects, because that's something that I studied. That's what I studied in college. That's what I got my degree in. Too bad I ain't working in that industry, but, you know, things happen. And maybe it was for the best. Music is always another thing that I'm passionate about. Hip-hop music being the number one thing I love, you know. In film, you know, just watching movies, man. I love to just sit and watch movies when I can without being distracted by, you know, family. So yeah, those are the things that I enjoy the most.
Most passionate about.
Yeah, just creating.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. So let's see here. Which of these things we both talked about crossover? So origin stories,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Music and movies.
Music and
what
movies.
Else?
I think that was that it?
Food, barbecue, comedy, video games, sports.
Yeah.
You had art and comics and stuff. Yeah, and the wild thing is, I mean, I love art and stuff like that. I do love comic books and things like that. I just know where my passion lies. And when it comes to art for me, I love performance art. I love visual art too.
Mm-hmm.
I have a high appreciation for that.
because of the degree of difficulty to be able to do mm-hmm. anything digitally, anything on a canvas, you know, anything like sculpture wise, like, you know, I know you and your wife are, you know, outstanding when it comes to that. And my son is, you know, an illustrator mm-hmm. as well as a little sculptor, award winning. We'll call him that because he got an award this year. And yeah, I definitely appreciate those things. I think, you know what though? I think if you'd have caught me like 8 or 10 years ago, that probably would have been in my top five.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Any kind of art, performance or visual, mm-hmm. Something like that. But it's still a heavy interest of mine. As a matter of fact, one of my buddies here got us tickets to the Utah Arts Festival.
Oh,
so
cool.
That's cool. I'm gonna go pick those up from him tomorrow.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So I think what we could do is if we want to look at something like this, and it's not saying that we can't veer off and use some of those other
right.
pieces of things that we like, mm-hmm. right, and add them in. But I wonder if it would be cool for us to create a show centered around, like, maybe like the five things or whatever that we like, with maybe like three of them being crossover, and then one of them being something that you're more interested in, one of them being something mm-hmm. I'm more interested in, and then maybe sort of rotate those shows over time. You know what I'm trying to say? So okay. maybe like every 5 weeks or something like that, you know, have a show about, you know, art, and then a show with like doing an interview with somebody's origin story, and then doing music and movies, and then one about food, and just sort of rolling that, you know. So every week is a theme, so the theme repeats over the course of time,
yeah.
but
yeah,
you know, it changes as well, so it keeps yeah. it interesting.
Yeah.
And then we could actually get some more guests on here.
Yeah, yeah, true. And there's other thing that I was interested in. It just, I won't say it just dawned on me, but it's something that I just never really talk about it with a bunch of other people. I'm like a kind of like a car nut,
yeah.
or just
yeah.
like I found some old lowrider magazines that I used to steal from Winn-Dixie when I used to work there. That's what I was like super passionate about, and I still am. I took my family to the lowrider show just a few weeks ago. It's wonderful. Yeah. It's like one thing I could do. I could spend all day at a show and not get tired. Whereas if I take somebody like my family, of course they're tired, their feet hurt, yada yada. But I could say for me and one of my best friends who actually lives down in Houston, we were like always at shows. We drive from Louisiana to Texas, be there like all night just hanging out at a show with the people there. Drive back, it'd be like 4 or 5 in the morning. I'm like, you know, and it's just like nothing to us because we loved it so much. You know, I even got old like Polaroid pictures of when we used to go to these shows like back in the 90s and stuff. So
that's pretty dope.
Yeah, that's like another passion, you know. And I find myself outside, of course, I've been making lowrider bikes and stuff, you know. Shout out to cousin Craig that just passed away. He was doing the same thing too. So, you know, those things like that, those are things I'm passionate about. It's like, but I really don't talk about it with a lot of people because there's only like one person I ever really connected with on that level. Two people. Actually, your dad. I used to talk cars with your dad all the time. He visited.
Yeah, my dad, for sure.
Yeah, so, yeah, but.
I think that would be interesting, especially, you know what, especially honestly, if you could get your friend on the show and y'all can talk about those times, I think that would be fun to do that, revisit that. You could share some of those photos, you know, if you know, I think that would be fun. And yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah, and I'm sure after this show is over, I'll probably think of 10 more things, you know, right. Just because that's just the way it is. But yeah, man, I think that might be worthwhile. That might be fun.
Oh, shit.
To do something like that.
And just sitting around here, I'm like looking at some of the things I have, like this figure right here. So like all my art toy collections, I am passionate about it, but at the same time it's super addicting, so I'm starting to sell off a lot of my collection. So it's just one of those things, man. And it's cool that I'm selling it off because I'm getting a lot more money than I paid for them. So there you go.
That's even better. That's all. That's worth it.
Yeah.
That makes it worth it. That's funny. Yeah, man. Yeah, I think that'd be fun. So I think what we could do. You know, I know we have. I know you're gonna be out of town this weekend, right? This and the next weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 2 weeks. Next 2 weeks. Yeah.
And then I know. So I know this show will probably officially post sometime later this week for this week. And then I'll probably be coming back to town though in the next couple of weeks, but maybe we could try to sort it out for the following week sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And just try to build a show and try to build like a flow to these shows. Cause sometimes I do like the frenetic, you know, unorganized pace. And sometimes I want it a little more organized.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I totally understand it.
You know, it is what it is, but I think what we can do is maybe we can decide on, you know, hey, what do we want this first, like, sort of new version of the show to be? And if it involves, you know, inviting a guest on for a personal origin story, we could do that. I know our homie Sir John Lee, you know, he is always happy to hop on, and I know he has some new music he's been working on, mm-hmm. so we can always, you know, pull that into a movie episode. You know, I have, you know, several close friends that do movies, do, you know, stage performance, do commercial work
mm-hmm.
in Texas, in California, wherever, that I've been on their show as a guest really for the barbecue thing. But, you know, I think that it would be cool to have them on, you know, to talk about, you know, their movies and their artwork there. And yeah, man, I think there's so many different things we can do with that. I think that's exciting. So I think we can work on that and hopefully come back with something fresh, like 1997 fresh, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like Fresh Prince, but not that guy. So, yeah. So okay. That's wild. One more thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this week in the news, I found out, you know, that this past Sunday, 5 people went into like a little like minivan shaped sized submarine to go down and look at the Titanic.
Yeah.
Right?
Saw that. I heard about it. I mean,
and the sad part is at this point it's like become international news because they're lost at sea. They haven't been heard from since Sunday. It is Wednesday. And I think as of earlier today, they said they have something like 40 hours of oxygen left while they're in there, if they're still alive.
Yeah, it might be less than that.
Let's see.
What is today? So, the 21st? Yeah.
Yes, 21st. So this is what is crazy to me is, you know, I've watched several videos of like showing like, you know, how far down they are,
mm-hmm.
You know, down underwater or whatever it is. And, you know, it's like if you turn the Empire State Building upside down, it's like farther than that. You know, it's like you turn the Burj Khalifa in Dubai upside down underwater, it's farther than that.
Wow.
And I'm just like, you know what, there's nothing in me that would want.
Absolutely not.
To go in a submarine in the first place, but go under there.
You know what's crazy? You know? I don't want to go into a submarine. But I would love to go into space, and they're both the exact same. They're both the exact same type of thing. You're going into these unknown places, but there's something about the water that kind of freaks me out.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it is.
If you look up, I think it's Lil Duval. I think he posted a video today talking about, and it was like an explanation of how deep the ocean is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it might be directly related. I think the person narrating it might be talking about how far down, you know, these people would be and going to look for the Titanic. Or maybe not. It's just showing you how deep, like, the ocean floor is. Yeah. And at some point in time, you know, there's no light that hits the bottom.
Right.
Like, that's how, and that zone where, like, no light hits the bottom, you know, is well above where these people went. And they're going way, way, way below that. Yeah, and then there's still so much further below that, you know, underwater, like, to where...
Like, did their submarine just lose power or something, or they're just...
So this is what happened, and I know that you can go and find a video that their company created, but this is a custom-built submarine that, you know, that this company made. There's no real regulation around it. So there's, you know, several things that could potentially go wrong if there's no, like, real regulation built into it. And you know, they make people sign a waiver that if they are injured or they pass away while doing this, they can't be sued. And so essentially there are certain parts of the submarine. First of all, the submarine can only be opened by somebody using, you know, like a ratchet and unscrewing the bolts on the outside.
Right.
So that's the only way that it can open. That's the first thing. The second thing is, what is it? The second thing is, there's certain parts of the submarine. And when you watch the video, there's several videos out there, but there's, like, videos made by the company sort of, like, advertising it. And there's some videos where it shows, what is it? Like a handle to open a door or something was bought at Camping World, you know, like a place that sells camper parts.
Come on,
they say that the submarine is run by a Logitech controller. So basically like an Xbox or PS5 controller is what drives the thing. There's one window, right? And they say that with that one window, you know, at certain depths of it, you can't really see light, right? So you have to look at the computers to look at the camera to see what's actually outside of you, right? There's the other thing about it is this. So wherever that submarine goes, they have it set up to where there's something sitting, you know, floating on the surface of the water, beneath the surface of the water, that pings it like every 30 seconds or every minute, something like that, that sort of pings its location and, like, sort of tells them where they are. And apparently, you know, and it takes, what did they say? It takes like, it takes like 5 hours to get down to where they were going. Right. Yeah. Or maybe it was I think it was two and a half hours, wow. 2.5 hours, something like that to get down to where it's going. I might be wrong about that. It takes 5 hours to get where they were going, and they were last heard from like an hour and a half into it. Like, that was the last time they pinged back that, like, GPS thing, right? That was looking for them. Once they get so deep, there is no GPS on it. So therefore, once they reach a certain zone, it basically disappears from the radar, right? Unless they have, like, a super deep submarine that could go down from the military or something like that.
Right, right.
So, all of that is the case. And, yeah, man, and they're, you know, and the crazy thing is 5 people that are in there. One is the owner. One is, I think there's, like, a Middle Eastern billionaire with his son or something like that. There's a couple other people, billionaires, that are in there. But it costs $250,000 ticket.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I think I was right. I think it's 2.5 hours. I can't remember the time now. Either way, it takes a long time underwater to go down just to come back up. You know what I'm trying to say?
I got so many questions, man. It's like, person commanding the submarine, were they, like, experienced? I'm assuming
they're experienced in doing that. They were probably experienced to some degree, you know, as some kind of, you know, ship captain and probably submarine driver. So I'm sure they had to have something like that built into play. Otherwise, it probably would have been, you know, it probably would not have been a success long before this. They say that in the past, there's been reviews that somebody posted in the past that has had that experience that said on their trip down, they were lost for like about 2 hours underwater because they couldn't find that ping thing, right? And eventually they figured it out and went back up to the top and made it out. But like, I mean, after, well, first of all, you won't catch me doing anything like that. But the second thing is, you know, after seeing reviews like that, like, I would question everything. Wow. I would question everything and not even, like, I wouldn't be interested in doing that at all. And but what, the wild thing you say, though, about going to space is one of the guys that's in there was actually on one of the Jeff Bezos missions to space.
Wow.
Yeah, he did that in the past. So, you know, this is a multi-billionaire that's spending millions or hundreds of thousands of dollars just to do, you know, these crazy, I don't know, edge, like, you know, like, like living on the edge type of things. And it's really sad, you know, because I don't wish harm on anybody.
Yeah.
But you especially just in a situation like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you will not catch me trying to go see what the Titanic looked like.
Man.
I saw the Titanic movie.
That's good enough. You know, man, you know? I got freaked out. You know, you go to Disney World in Florida. They got that little boat ride you get on. When you sit down in there at the bottom, it's already underwater. That freaked me out when I went on that. And I'm like, nope. Can you imagine?
Is that the one where they take you like 20,000 leagues under the sea?
No, it's not that. It's just a little boat. It's a boat ride. It's kind of like a somewhat submarine. It's like half of it is above water, but the part you're sitting at is below water.
Yeah. And you're supposed to be looking at stuff underwater?
Yeah, you just look at whatever, and the guy just talks to you. And the time we went, I think I was young, the guy was like asking questions, and if nobody answered it or even answered it right, he'd tell the driver to shut off the engine. And then you're just floating there, and it's like, nah, bro.
Don't mess around.
So
don't mess around.
That little thing right there freaks me out. So just imagine me getting in a submarine that's bolted in from the outside, and I can't get out. You talking about a panic attack waiting to happen, man. That's horrible.
I remember that as well. I think they have since changed that to the Finding Nemo ride.
Oh, really?
And I think maybe it feels like you're going underwater and you're not completely underwater, but I remember getting on that ride, you know, when I was a kid several different times. And I mean, first of all, my mom is claustrophobic. Mm-hmm. So when I'm with her on things like that, I get a little claustrophobic.
Yes.
So I felt like that before as well. And man, it's just crazy imagining that. And, you know, if they are still alive, you know, they have no way to communicate with anybody being that low, you know, and who knows if they've drifted off course. And the other thing is, who knows if that remote control is, the battery's dead.
That's what I was about to say. You got a Logitech remote control.
Logitech. Yeah, exactly. Was it hardwired into something, into like the ship's battery, you know, or was it just on like some double A's?
Yeah.
You know?
And did the pressure of all the way underneath the ocean, like, can that ship like withstand all that ocean pressure? Because the further down you go, the pressure gets more intense.
Worse and worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say, I mean, it is made for that. And they've done a lot of those trips. And apparently this trip that they did today, or not today, but this past weekend, was the only trip planned for this year thus far because of the crazy amount of weather that they've had up there in that area. So I know the Coast Guard's searching and whoever else is searching, helping search for them. But I know they said that if you reach the ocean floor, like the lowest part of the ocean, it is like if you as a human being would try to lift and hold up 50 747 jets. So basically you'd be squashed instantly.
Yeah.
If you went that far down. So that capsule probably cannot, you know, hold that much, that much pressure. So far you go down. I think as far as like humans, I think the farthest a human has ever free dove without any equipment on was like, I think it was like 150 meters or 120 meters. below the sea, which is, you know, like almost a deadly zone, right? Mm-hmm. And I think there's another guy who dove in a scuba type of scuba dive, like another, I don't know, like, you know, I don't know. I can't remember how much farther it was, but I know they said if he continued diving like another like 100 yards, then he would have been as low as the Empire State Building is high, right, in New York. So, I mean, still, but you can't, you know, like, but that's what, without equipment, that's without, you know, like a full sub. So, yeah, so it's some crazy stuff, man. And you get so far down there, and there's like these, apparently there's like these massive octopus that have like eyeballs the size of like a dinner plate. I don't know, man. It's something that I don't want to mess with.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm good.
No.
I'm good. I can watch the movie and be good.
That's right.
So.
That is right.
You know, hopefully they're able to find them and locate them in time. You know, it's just a wild situation. But yeah, man, you know, it's crazy. I'm trying to think. There's not much. We had Juneteenth. Juneteenth was fine. Just chill at the house pretty much. But that's pretty much it, man. Cool. Yeah. Oh yeah. My Father's Day, I hung out with the family. They took me to the Nike store.
Oh, nice.
I got those dunks that I sent you the message.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Blue and yellow dunks. So, you know.
Nice.
Dunked up. Yeah, but that's it, man. That's it. So, if you want to call it, I know you got to wake up early. So, you know.
Man, it's a habit. It's a habit, people. You get my old age, you wake up 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Have your coffee and watch the news.
Do you get to work that early? Like, do you start working at like 6 or something like that?
No.
Since you wake up so early?
No, I don't.
You don't start till 8?
I start my job. I log in at 8 o'clock and that's it. I mean, last week and the week before, when things were super hectic, I was like logged in at like before 7 o'clock. I do weekends, so I was putting in like, I don't know, 50 plus hour weeks. So, not this week though. This week I'm like, nah, y'all could catch this 8 o'clock. Log in for me, and I'm logging out right at 4:59.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, no, I basically, you know, with kids in school, normally my body is programmed to wake up at a certain time, like 7 in the morning, or 6 something in the morning. So if I wake up that early, and it's summertime, so they don't have to go, right? But if I wake up that early, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start working at 7:30, or I'm going to start working at 7 o'clock because I'm up. And then the good thing is I can, after I do about 8 hours, I can bounce.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like, as long as you do your work, you're good to go, you know, in the time frame that you're supposed to work. So, yeah, man, if I'm up that early, I'm like, shoot, I might as well get off early and, you know, leave at 3 or whatever it is.
Right, right.
You know, but yeah, man, I know them early days, boy, that when you wake up and it's 5 minutes before your clock supposed to go, go off, and you're like, I'm just laying here just staring at the wall for nothing. Yeah.
You know how many times I wanted to just stare at the wall when I had to work at the airport? My shift started at 4:30. I had to be up at 3 o'clock, so I'm just like, oh my God.
I remember them days.
Hell, there was days I was trying to go. I was leaving before work and you were still up watching TV.
True. Or I was coming in from playing video games.
Yeah, that too. House or something like that. Yep.
Yeah, I remember those days. And it's really mainly because I worked at night and I get off work, you know, late, like, you know, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 1:30, something like that, and get home. And sometimes it takes me a really long time to wind down, you know, from whatever happened that day at work. Even though I was physically tired from all the work, it's still, I was like sort of wound up, you know what I'm trying to say? Couldn't get to sleep. And even nowadays, like I've always been a night owl, but that can morph into an early bird in the same day. So I could go to bed at like, I could go to bed at 2 o'clock and wake up at, you know, 6 o'clock and be good to go. It's wild. It's weird, but yeah, I remember those days, you know. I don't know. I'll always remember the day when you woke me up on the couch when I fell asleep and the house was full of smoke and I came home and decided to cook, I don't know, like some hot dogs or something like that. the thing burnt.
Oh man, that was funny. That was funny. Then I remember the time you locked me out the house. You locked me out the apartment. It's like you took a different route home. You got there before me, even though I left before you. You got upstairs. You like lock. I'm like knocking on the door. I'm like dun. You got up. She's like, oh, I was in bed.
Oh man, I'm sorry, man. You know,
hey man, it's all good.
Sometimes it'd be like that.
Things happen.
It'd be like that. Man. Anyway, all right. Well, if you want to tell them how to find us.
All right.
Go for it.
People, Twitter, Instagram, all your socials. Just search for hashtag Blackout Pod. You'll find us there. Check us out on your favoritest podcast listening app. Streaming service, whatever. I don't know what Jared's slapping or beating over there. Sound like meat. But email us hashtag blackoutpod@gmail.com. Give us a little voicemail. 3853-BLAKPC or 3853-252-572. Yeah. Then after you do that, hit up Hooks Rub. Get yourself some hooks. It's almost July 4th, people. Gotta get yourself some hooks. I don't know if maybe it's a possibility if you do a rush order, you could get some by then. I'm just saying.
That's right. Oh yeah, you can definitely get some. Ain't no rush order to it, man. We normally ship 2-day shipping. We normally ship within about 24 hours of that order, unless it's the weekend or unless we're out of town, and then it might be back then. But
for sure,
yeah, you can get it.
Cool.
You can get it.
We'll get you some hooks.
That's right.
And that's it, people. I don't know what episode this is. 255? 255.
255.
Awesome. All right.
255. We're going to be back soon. And we're going to have some more fun. But on that note,
we out.
With my two monitors.
Deuces.
Yeah. But we're not officially out yet because I have to end the broadcast. End. I sound like Memphis Diva. End.